With a play, you get instructions, like stage directions, and someone clothes you, tells you where to be and when. You get to live out the most intense moments of your life over and over again with all the boring bits just left out. And you get to practice for weeks, and then you get applauded. And then you get changed, you leave through stage door, bus home, back to real life, all the boring bits left in. Just waiting, temping, answering phones, serving canapes, nothing permanent. You can't plan, you can't get a mortgage or pay for a car. And then an audition comes in, and you try to look right, and you sit in a room surrounded by people who all look exactly like you do, all up for the same part, and you never hear back. Or you get the part, and then it's sitting around in rehearsals or backstage, probably earning less than you did temping. And you make these friendships with people, like a little family, and you fall in love on stage and off, and then it's over, and you don't see them again. And you try not to take it personally when people who aren't as good as you get the parts, or when you go from being the sexy ingenue to the tired mother of three. But you keep going, because sometimes if you are really, really lucky, you get to be on stage and you get to say things that are absolutely true, even if they're made up. You get to do things that feel more real, more authentic, more meaningful than anything in your own life. You get to speak poetry, like words you would never think to say, but that become yours as you speak them. When he shall die, take him and cut him out in little stars, that he will make the face of heaven so fine that all the world will be in love with night and pay no worship to the garring sun. Feels like Lydia is trying to get me to acknowledge some sort of buried trauma, but there isn't any. I played Antigone, and every night my heart broke for her dead brother. And then my own brother died, and I felt nothing. I missed the funeral because I had a matinee. I'm not avoiding talking to the group because I've got something to hide. It's the opposite. If I'm not in character, I don't even know if I'm there. I'm already dead. I'm nothing. I want to live 100 lives and be everywhere and fight against the infinitesimal time we have on this planet. And acting gives me the same thing I get from drugs and alcohol. It's just good parts are harder to come by. The first time I ever read something that explained what it was like to be an actress, you know? It was so, everything he wrote was just so truthful, and an addict too, you know? It's just so, it's exactly what it says. Sometimes you get to be on stage, and even if you're doing Shakespeare or something like a period drama or whatever, you get to say things that are absolutely true. Like, it's such a gift to get to be on stage and speak